Hello. Welcome to Lenore Local.
Hey everyone, I'm Joshua Harris with the City of Lenore, and today I'm talking with David Horn and Ellen Roberts about the city's Unity Park Community Gardens. Thank you for joining me, David and Ellen.
Good to be here.
Thank you.
Let's just start off with some background. I guess we can, if one of you can answer the question, what is the Community Gardens exactly?
Well, the Community Garden was a project shared by the City of Lenore and at the 2007 when it began with Caldwell Memorial Hospital. Both of them, those organizations still remain engaged with us today. But the purpose was to provide a place where people could grow their own fresh produce, eat more healthily, and improve the quality of their life.
So it's a garden for the community.
It's a garden for the community.
How many beds were there at the beginning?
There were 75 raised beds at the beginning.
And these beds, are these the ones that people can rent and grow their own stuff now?
That number has diminished slightly. Mm-hmm. We have 55 raised beds that can be rented to the public. They may rent them for a year at a time. And it's a one-time rental rate of $30 for the year. And then there are additional beds, 43 of those additional beds, where we grow a community share garden. And we'll talk about the detail of that later. But right now, it's basically 55 beds that are available for rent.
Okay. And I guess we should, where are the gardens located?
1419 College Avenue in Lenore.
All right. It's hard to miss if you drive down College
Avenue. It is hard to miss.
How much does it cost to rent a bed?
Well, that's that $30 for an initial bed. Okay. If we have beds that are not rented after the season begins, we offer a second bed or a third bed to gardeners who want to expand their personal gardening space, and we charge an extra $10 for that, the additional beds per year. So the first bed is $30, the second would be $10, and if you had a third, it would be another $10. So $30 to $40 to $50 for the year.
I assume that the beds, they all get rented out every year?
Yes, they do.
If I wanted to rent one, when should I sign up and who should I call?
When your initial contact can be to the Extension Office, the Caldwell County Extension Office, Agricultural Extension, and they will get your name and email address, and they will send that to me. Then I will follow up with anyone who's interested in gardening, send the information to them about how to sign up, when we expect to start gardening, and when their rent is due. We start in January when we're really not gardening, but we get all of that groundwork done of who's going to garden for the year, so that by February, the beds are assigned, and then by the time to start planting, we know who's working where.
I pulled that number up, and it is 828-757-1290.
Yes, that's
the
correct.
Ag Extension.
Ag Extension Center.
So you start signing up. So if I wanted to rent a bed, I should call in January, and then you guys get all the beds sorted out and assigned. When is the... I know nothing. Let's say I know nothing about gardening. What is our season? When can we start planting? So, when do we start? When's the last time we start harvesting?
So we can start planting certain crops, cool weather crops, as early as March. Some people even start a little earlier. But you can plant like your green peas in early March or late February. You can plant cabbages and lettuces, broccoli, that kind of stuff in March. Do not plant tomatoes until May. Do not plant tomatoes into May because they like hot weather, you know. So it really depends on the crop. But we have actually harvested something through at least December.
Wow.
Normally the biggest harvest is going to happen in July, August, and September. That's our biggest harvest months.
Yeah.
But we had stuff growing this year until David reconfigured that community share area. So we still had kale and collards growing really as late as February.
Yes.
So it spanned the season. Yes.
February?
Yes. I mean, it spanned.
They overwintered.
They overwintered.
Yeah.
So it depends on how harsh the winters are.
Yeah.
But you can get crops at least 9 months of the year.
Nice. And so, and you said that the early stuff you're planting is peas and lettuces and
cabbages, kale, greens,
and then
spinach.
Those kinds of crops grow basically 9 months out of the year.
Those crops, what happens is they grow in the cool part,
mm-hmm.
And then they'll start going to seed. So you'll pull those,
mm-hmm.
and then you can plant your summer crops, tomatoes, squash,
okay.
peppers. And then later on in probably August, we'll start planting cool weather crops again.
Okay.
So
you can get, so where we live, you can get like two plantings of cool weather crops.
Right.
You know, the early planting and late, and then the hot weather
right.
crops are in the middle.
Yep.
Okay, cool.
And even some of those hot weather crops, you can plant them. They will produce a lot. You can pull them out, replant them, and get some more before.
Right. Yeah, we're just replanting green beans because they had finished, you know, the crop we had, and we replanted them, and we'll be able to get some more before it frosts.
Just goes to show you how little I know about gardening.
Come on out and see us.
So if I rent a bed, let's say I rent a bed. I want to grow something. I don't know anything about it. But what is there at the community gardens? Are there tools there that I can use? I mean, what do I need to bring to grow something?
You need to bring your seeds and your plants and your nice
self.
Yes.
Okay.
Pretty much all the tools you need are out there. Some people like bringing their own, but there are hoes and there's rakes. There's pretty much anything you need to garden is out there. We have carts so you can, you know, take stuff to the garden. We have our dirt, soil,
awesome.
Fertilizer. There's, you know, pretty much anything.
So you
need.
Supply fertilizer?
If there's any out there, you may use it.
Okay.
We don't guarantee there's fertilizer out there. But if there's fertilizer in the shed, it's, you know, you're welcome to it. You may have to bring your own.
Yeah, okay.
Well, the thing that your rental fee pays for is basically the garden bed, the frame that is there,
yeah,
and the amount of raised bed mix, which is a specialty mix that we buy here in the region, that is trucked into the bins at the garden,
yeah,
and then we have big garden tools, garden carts where you can load it up, take it over, and top up the bed that you've been assigned to. So, the growing medium and the bed frame is basically what you're renting. There is water supplied on site. There are standpipes with water on both sides of the garden. There are hoses out there, so it reaches wherever you are in the garden to work on your spot. So it's literally everything is in place to successfully garden, including the bugs and the weeds. Bugs and weeds are always there.
If I've never grown any type of food, what's the three easiest things to grow? What do you think? What would your three easiest be, Ellen?
I think some of the easiest stuff to grow are the cool weather crops,
mm-hmm.
the kale, collards, that kind of stuff is really easy to grow. Tomatoes will grow, but they need some TLC.
Yeah,
they're pretty easy, but you're going to have to stake them up. Squash. Zucchini, that stuff, I mean, that's probably the very easiest to grow is squash and zucchini.
Squash and zucchini,
Yeah,
they don't stop growing. In fact, I've been thinking about going out and pulling out the zucchini plants that I have in there because this has been a bumper crop year for zucchini. We have allowed, my wife and I have allowed our zucchini to get really large because we shred it and make zucchini bread, which we then share with the community and some of the food distribution ministries. But we topped, as of this week, 325 loaves that we had made. So I'm done with zucchini now.
The other thing that's amazingly easy to grow is okra. You just plant it and it grows.
That's another hot weather plant.
And it's a hot weather plant. And it is extremely easy to grow and extremely popular.
As a Southerner, I want to like okra.
Right.
But I remember that when I was little, I never liked okra. When my aunts or my great grand aunts would cook it. So there might have just been a, I need to find a way to cook it.
You do. I roast it.
That'll be the secret.
Yeah.
I remember the ooey gooey slime.
Right, exactly.
Yes. No, that's not the way we eat it these days.
In the oven with oil, olive oil, salt, and pepper.
So ooey gooey, is that when it's boiled? What makes it ooey gooey?
Yeah, ooey gooey is when it's boiled.
Boiled okra.
Yeah. I don't like that either.
But roast, you can roast it.
You can roast it.
See, I like fry it.
And you can fry it.
Pan fry it?
Oh, yeah. And then you can mix some potatoes and onions with it.
Now you're talking.
It's
really good.
I like roasted asparagus.
Yep.
Oh, I found out fairly recently. Not boiled or steamed, but roasted with bacon grease and salt.
It's
pretty good.
Yeah.
It's good.
It is.
So, in aside from the beds that you can rent, what else is at the community gardens? I mean, there's a few other amenities out there, right? Or a few other gardens. I mean, it's gardens plural, right?
It is gardens. And that part is right, because there are the independent beds where you can rent. Right. There are the demonstration gardens that the Master Gardener group manages and uses for education, for classes, for specialty crops. There is a cover crop garden where we show how to apply different cover crops. Right now it happens to be sunflowers that are then interplanted with clover and wheat and all sorts of other things to fix the nitrogen in the soil.
Mm-hmm.
There is a blueberry garden, and we have about 70 blueberry bushes, and that is out in the open for to share with the public. There is a pear orchard, which is producing pears right now, left and right. In fact, just last week I made 10 jars of pear preserves.
Note to self, go pick some blueberries and pears.
And pears, that would be right. We have a pollinator garden that shows native plants that are planted all along the border of the garden, between the gardens and the parking lot, to show all the plants that are native to North Carolina that attract the bees, the snails, the butterflies, the worms, and, you know, all the things that a garden needs. Help me here. We have, is there another?
I wasn't keeping count. There's like eight different, is there eight different sections?
Yeah.
Then the communities, the community share.
The community share garden, that's number 7. And there must be another one, and we'll think of it before it's over with.
That's right.
How do you know when blueberries and pears are ready to pick?
Well, blueberries are a whole lot the color, and you just sample pick one or two, and if they, you know, if they taste good, you know.
Yeah.
Pears, David has an interesting way to tell about the pears.
I learned this online, so it must be true.
Must be.
When you approach the pear tree, if you put your hand under a hanging pear and turn it up so that you're sort of 90 degrees, so it is horizontal in your hand.
Okay.
And then you take your hand away, if the pear falls off into your hand, it was ripe enough to let go of the tree.
Ah.
The other thing you can look for is sort of that when that stem gets sort of looking yellow rather than brown or green. And you'll find out if you find a yellow stem and you turn it up to 90 degrees, 9 times out of 10, that one is going to fall off in your hand. You put it in your basket and move on to the next one. But you don't go up and just pull pears, you know, straight down off there, because you'll be getting something that's hard as a rock and
won't taste good.
It won't taste as well. So,
Is it difficult to? So obviously pears grow around here, and obviously these pear trees produced. Do you have to have anything special to get fruit? Do you just plant a pear tree? Do you have to plant multiple pear trees?
I don't know the answer to that.
All right. Do not know.
We have multiple pear trees.
Okay. We do.
And I think I can tell by looking at the leaf structure on some of them that they are different, maybe at least 2 or 3 different varieties of pears that we have.
We were probably taught this, and I was probably taught something about this in school that I forgot.
So I will make a plug for my friends at the Extension. They will have information on growing pears and apples and all that good stuff.
Maybe that's another podcast.
Yes.
I think so.
I think it is.
What do we grow? What can we grow, and how do we grow it here?
Yes.
That's right.
Well, good deal. I'm definitely going to stop by and pick a couple blueberries and pears.
You better hurry. I saw the birds at the blueberry bushes this morning. They're having a good time, too.
Gotta beat the birds.
Yes. Gotta beat the birds to the blueberries.
Yes.
Well, getting into how do we grow what we grow, we have classes there, right?
We do.
Tell me a little bit about the classes.
So this year last year we didn't do any classes. This year we're doing first Saturday. So the first Saturday of every month we have some sort of class, and it is related to something that we're either growing or harvesting. And it is our next first Saturday, we're going to talk about fall gardening, and we're going to do fall gardening tips, and we're also going to look at the pollinator area, and Jeffrey is going to do a tour of the pollinator area. And then we also have in September, we're going to talk about cover crops, because as we go into September, we may want to plant cover crops that'll survive the winter, that'll help our soil. So we'll do cover crops in September. In October, we're going to harvest, and that's really fun, because when we do a harvesting class, you get to get your hands dirty, and you usually get to take some of that produce home, and we're going to harvest sweet potatoes and ginger. So, October 2nd, mark your calendars, because that's going to be a fun one.
I wonder if there is a sweet potato ginger dish.
I'm sure there is.
That sounds like it would be good.
I actually do roasted sweet potatoes with a little bit of ginger, cinnamon, a little tiny bit of salt, and some sugar.
See, that sounds
not a lot of sugar, but a little bit of sugar.
Sounds delicious.
So it's awesome.
I'm coming to that.
So we, and our hands on our classes, mostly you do get to get your hands dirty a little.
Yeah.
So.
Good. And then, so what time do the classes start?
They start at 9 o'clock, and if you want to come, that's on first Saturdays. If you want to come a little early and help out at the garden, you can come at 8, and the class is about an hour, and we're usually there on first Saturdays from 8 until 11, so you can come and help at the garden, too.
And these are free, of course,
they're
right?
They're free.
What should I expect if I show up at 9 o'clock? What's going to happen?
So what's going to happen is we'll gather everyone together and announce what we're going to do, and we'll usually talk a little bit first, and if it's a hands-on thing, we'll start. We'll gather around a bed and put you to work.
Okay.
So, and we'd love for families to come. Unfortunately, we are not able to supervise youth ourselves, but come out.
Not babysitters.
We can't. We just don't. We're not.
But we do have a bathroom down there, right?
So we do. We have
there
a porta potty.
There is a portable bathroom.
Right.
Yes.
Right.
Porta potty there.
Right.
Porta potty.
Okay.
Yep.
Good. I'm looking forward to that. So are you planning on doing, I assume you're planning on continuing these next year?
I think first
Lord willing.
I think first Saturdays have become something that we enjoy doing.
Yeah.
And we have people from the public come. So, and then we'll probably work with Extension to see if there's any other classes we also want to do, maybe at a different time.
Awesome. So we have garden beds we can rent, we have classes that we can take, and then the latest development there at the gardens are the community share garden beds, right?
That's correct.
Tell me a little bit about those, David.
Well, this last year we have had a public U-Pick garden bed area for 2 or 3 years, and it became obvious that there was a larger need, particularly during 2020, that people needed access to food that perhaps if they were not able to stay employed, they needed to be able to come.
Produce is not the cheapest
thing. No, it is not.
It's like the healthiest food for you, but it's most certainly not the most affordable sometimes.
So we secured some grant funding. We put a plan together, and then we had some really excellent local grant funding from the Stevens Family Foundation, the Broyhill Family Foundation, support from the hospital, the city, and the Lenore Service League, and many other individuals and corporations who have contributed to this cause. And we have secured some really long-lasting corrugated steel beds. There are 43 of them, and they are planted in a beautiful configuration with wood chip walkways around them so that you can access the beds easily. Drip irrigation to operate them. And these beds, Ellen has done the planting plan for these so that we're constantly keeping produce growing through the season that people can come down and pick for themselves. Our motto is take today what you can use today and leave some for others.
So the community share beds, those are free for the public to pick from. But the private beds are not.
That's correct.
And the demonstration beds are not.
That's correct.
The community share beds, then the pear trees and the blueberry bushes.
Oh, yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
What are we growing in the community share?
We've got tomatoes and peppers, squash, some cucumbers are still out there. We've had we've replanted the beans, so we don't have any beans right now, but they'll be coming. There's still some kale out there. There's some cantaloupe that's not quite ripe yet. There's some watermelon. I think that's, and okra. There's okra. Everybody likes the okra.
So if I stop by and pick some okra, they're long.
Yeah, I like to get
narrow.
They're long and narrow. I like to get them when they're probably about 4 inches. I don't like them real long because
right.
they get tough.
Right. Get tough. Yeah.
So let me add that to my list. Hold on. Okra.
Yeah.
I'm going to go by and pick some okra and blueberries and pears. But I'll pick my okra and then I take it home and put it on a roasting pan. And then what? Drizzle some?
So what I usually do so it'll be a little crisper is I usually cut it in half. So I'll cut the ends off and cut it in half.
Okay.
And then put it on a roasting pan with... I cut it in half lengthwise.
Lengthwise, yeah.
Okay.
Lengthwise. And then I put it in a resting pan with olive oil, salt, and pepper, and stick it in the oven. Usually I'll roast it for about 10, 15 minutes and flip it. And
350?
400?
About 400.
Yeah, 400, yeah.
Yeah.
Just like you would your asparagus or broccoli. All of those will roast, you know, on like the second rack down at about 400 degrees for 10 to 12 minutes.
Yeah.
Nice.
Awesome.
I am excited to try this, and I really hope I like it.
I think you will.
So who are the gardeners who are planting and maintaining the community share beds?
So we have a group of master gardeners who come out, and that's Extension Master Gardener Volunteers that come out and do that. And we actually have some folks that have private beds that come out and help us. So primarily the master gardeners plan it and we come out and work it. And then we send out emails and we get volunteers from other areas. So it's pretty cool.
So if, let's say I'm not a great gardener, but I want to help y'all out at the community gardens in some way.
Mm-hmm.
What do you need and how would I go about connecting with you?
So, I have there's a Facebook page for Unity Park and Community Gardens.
Mm-hmm.
I publish when our work days are out on that Facebook page. So that's a good place to check to see if you want. And then if you see us out there, give me your email address. I'll add you to my email address list.
Somebody needs to mow the grass, right?
Somebody needs to mow the grass, yeah. And David's really
at
that.
Do we have a current lawnmower? Who's the current lawnmower?
That would be David. That would be David. And, you know, we'll put you, you know, if you come out, we'll show you how to weed.
Yeah.
We'll show you how to water. We still have some beds that need watering, so we'll show you how to do that. We'll show you how to harvest.
Do you have a work day schedule, like your first Saturday's class schedule, or is it?
We have one. We're usually there on Tuesdays and Fridays from 8 until around 11. Or until we get too hot, and sometimes that's a little before 11.
Mm.
There's a couple exceptions to that, where every Friday we're out there from 8 until 11. Tuesdays, there's one Tuesday of the month that we're not out there because we have something else to do. We're not out there the third Tuesday of the month.
Okay.
But the first, second, and fourth Tuesday we are.
Yep. So
mostly Tuesdays and Fridays.
Mostly Tuesdays and Fridays.
On the work days.
Yes.
On the work
and days. If it's raining, we don't do it.
No gardening in the rain.
No gardening in the rain. Unless we're just really desperate and have to harvest something.
It was interesting. Today, I was at the garden, and I had been there earlier in the week, and there was a young lady sitting at the picnic table under the shed having her lunch. And I just came down and had a little conversation with her, and she came back to the garden today and said, you know, I really would be interested in having a garden bed for next year. And so I gave her my email address. She emailed me. And so she plans to be one of our gardeners for next year. And will probably come between now and next year to help us out some on those work days. And we've had a number of people who come by who are not actively gardening with us now, but who want to be involved in the project.
Right.
And so they will come periodically, and every time they show up, we're glad to see them and glad to give them some engagement with the garden.
Well, I'm glad you guys are so involved in this project and keeping it going. I think it's an awesome asset for the city. So the more good news about the gardens we can spread, I think the better for.
Over 12 years into the garden, and I have been amazed. I was working with a friend last night. We were actually harvesting some of the honey from the garden.
Ooh.
And we were spinning honey last night for about 3 hours.
I'm sorry, spinning honey?
Spinning. When you take those frames out there, where all the...
Right.
Okay. Put them into... So we were spinning honey last night. And he is no longer down there with us as a gardener, but he had driven by. And he said, man, that is just absolutely a beautiful place to be. And he said, I am so proud of what has happened down there because it has grown beautifully. All the pollinators, all the activity, and these new community share garden beds are just gorgeous.
They are.
I'm going by. I'm going to pick something, take a few pictures, post it on our city social media.
Excellent.
Get some people out there.
Yay!
Yeah.
And I would say also, too, don't wait to January. If you think you want to garden with us, go ahead and call. That way I get your information. So when I'm communicating, you'll know when it's about time to say, okay, I need to step up if I'm gonna garden.
That number again was 828-757-1290. And then, of course, Ellen has manages the Facebook page, which is Unity Park and Community Gardens.
Right.
Which, do I have that linked on our website?
You do.
I believe you do.
I'm looking, but I don't see a link to the Facebook page.
I don't know if you have that linked.
I'll have to add that.
Add that.
Good.
Yes.
Do y'all have anything else you want to add about the gardens or anything we missed? Or
if you're not there, you're missing one of the greatest assets that Lenore has to offer.
Awesome.
Yeah. Come on out and visit
us. Come on out and visit. If nothing else, just come visit. You'll find, as the young lady did today, she says, I have the nicest people are working out there. I can't wait to be part of it.
We love to talk to people, so come on out.
Well, thank you again for sitting down with me. I really appreciate it.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Get those hands dirty.
The intro and outro music for Lenore Local is Your Paradigm Dial by Origami Repetica. Is licensed under Creative Commons 4.0 International.